Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Good morning, everybody. Just curious. There we go. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Tony. Hey, aloha from Waikiki Beach to all of my fellow cave dwellers. I'm curious if you guys want to tell me, let's tell each other, are you working, are you staying at home, or are you going to your place of work? Are you staying at home? Are you working at home? Or do you go to your place of work? That's the three questions. Are you able to go to work? Or are you working from home? Or maybe you're not working. You don't have to say it if you don't want to, but I'm just curious how many of you's life has radically changed because of this season that we're going through. It's interesting. Today we're talking about God's divine providence. God carries out his plan. I want to remind all the men who are members of the Man Cave. We have a Man Cave meetup this Saturday. You'll have to go and check and see what the time is in the Man Cave, what I posted. But Saturday evening, we'll be having we're going to be having a Man Cave meetup. So check it out. And if you're not a member of the Man Cave, you can go to deepadventure.com to join. We're reading about God carries out his plan and divine providence. And by the way, press the share button right away, because this is a time when you have a chance to really reach a lot of people who are concerned about what's going on in the world today. You know, to us, we know God. There's no surprises with the Lord. God knows it all, and that we're always being buoyed up by his love and care, regardless of what happens. I remember the three young men in the fiery furnace during Daniel's day. They said, you have to submit and worship another god. And they said, no. They said, then we're going to throw you in the fiery furnace. And they said, well, whether we burn or whether we live, that's up to God. But either way, we're going to serve God. And that should be our response for today. So if you're staying at home, what I'd like to ask you is, in what ways are you, what are you doing while you're at home? And in what ways are you gathering the family closer to the Lord? Are you doing a family rosary together? Cindy, who I have asked to play backgammon with me and has refused, has now learned how to play backgammon and destroyed me. She's undefeated so far playing backgammon with me. So we're doing a little bit of both. We pray the rosary while we walk along the beach, and we miss our morning mass. That's why we're coming to you at 7 o'clock now, because we used to go to morning mass at 7 and then do this at 7:30. So that's where we are right now. So God carries out his plan, divine providence. Right, Jesus? Right, Abe? Paragraph 302 of the Catholic Catechism. Creation has its own goodness and proper perfection, but it did not spring forth complete from the hands of the Creator. The universe was created in a state of journeying. We call that a pedagogy. In statu vie. This is a beautiful section of the Catechism. It talks a lot about what we're going through today. The universe was created in statu vie, in a state of journeying, toward an ultimate perfection yet to be attained, to which God has destined it. It always reminds me of the Lord of the Rings, where I forget the young guy's name, the dwarf, who says, "I'm going on an adventure." And that is what our life is. It's a journey. We don't know what's around the corner. We think we do, but we obviously don't. The universe was created in a state of journeying toward an ultimate perfection yet to be attained, to which God has destined it. We call divine providence the dispositions by which God guides his creation towards this perfection. By his providence, God protects and governs all things which he has made, reaching mightily from one end of the earth to the other and ordering all things well. 4. All are open and laid bare to his eyes, even those things which are yet to come into existence through the free action of creatures. This is really heavy, heavy stuff. Do you have a free will? Yes. Are you a free agent? Yes. But God is above and beyond all of that. So he's talking here about how even the free actions of his creatures, and we are free, we do make choices, God is able to move and intricately weave his divine plan together. There's a story of the young man who went into the Sistine Museum to look at the beautiful tapestries. And the museum guide let him look at the back of one of the tapestries. If you look at the back of a tapestry, it's a mess. All kinds of knots are tied back there, and it's very confusing to see really what the design of the tapestry is. That's us on earth. We can't see the ultimate plan that God has. We don't see it from his side, from his perspective. And then the guy took him around to the other side of the tapestry and saw this beautiful, beautiful tapestry. So God is at work, and we see, God, why are you making a knot like that? Why are you doing that? That doesn't look nice. In fact, that looks ugly. But when you get on the other side of it and see it from God's perspective, you just see really how beautiful God's divine plan is. The witness of Scripture is unanimous that the solicitude of divine providence is concrete and immediate. In other words, it's real and it's right there. God is with us. By the way, press the share button, you guys. Let's get God's good word out to people right now who may be a little bit concerned about situations. God cares for all, from the least things to the great events of the world and its history. From the least things, like what shirt am I going to wear today, to the great cosmic things. Because actually, in comparison to God, they're all minuscule, right? But he cares about them all the same. For God cares for all, from the least things to the great events. I mean, I'm a student of history. It's really interesting to see man moving forward in his machinations, and suddenly it's as if the floor fell out from underneath him and God intervenes. We are not deists. We do not believe that God created the world and wound it up like a clock and just let it run. God intervenes. He doesn't do it in the way that the Roman gods were thought to do. He's not random. He doesn't do it out of passion. But he intervenes to move his divine providence towards its ultimate goal. And within that context, we have freedom of decisions and freedom of action. It's really pretty powerful. Pretty gnarly how God can have his divine plan moving forward while at the same time giving us freedom of choice. It's like in eternity, God is, it's like when I was in kindergarten or first grade, we drew this beautiful mural across the whole wall of our class of the story of the founding of the country and then the settlers moving further and further west and building, you know, the 49ers and all that stuff. You could see the progression along that timeline from the one side of the room to the other. We tend to be in one of those linear positions saying, oh, so this is what's happening right now in our time and in our space. But God sees it all at once. And so God desires that all would be saved, but we have ultimate power over God because we can deny him our being saved. We can say no to his love. And that's the cost of love. Love is vulnerable. But we do have a free choice. During this time, let's choose to serve, to make a stand for God, and to serve one another. The sacred books powerfully affirm God's absolute sovereignty over the course of events. Our God is in the heavens. He does whatever he pleases. And so it is with Christ, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. It's from Revelation 3:7. As the book of Proverbs states, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. We're asking people, Tony's responding, what are you doing? Are you working at home? Are you at home but not able to work? Or are you going to, because of your job situation, or are you going to work? Just curious what everybody's saying. I'm a CPA. I mostly work at home and, of course, with my ministry. Normally I'm going out and speaking. Right now that's not happening. A lot of the men's conferences are being switched to being virtual conferences right now. During the Lenten season, a lot of the men's conferences are going on. So we're just curious, what's everybody doing? Christophe, we pray for you over there in Biarritz, France. You know how much I love you. You treated me so kindly when I was there. And want to pray for our brothers and sisters in Europe. I tuned into BBC News a little bit last night just to see how everybody's doing over there. We're trying hard not to watch the news. We try to watch it just a little bit. Because the Bible says, whatever is good, whatever is holy, whatever is beautiful, whatever is excellent, think on these things. As the book of Proverbs states, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will be established. And so, we see the Holy Spirit, the principal author of sacred scripture, often attributing actions to God without mentioning any secondary causes. This is not a primitive mode of speech, but a profound way of recalling God's primacy and absolute lordship over history and the world, and so of educating his people to trust in him. The prayer of the Psalms is the great school of this trust, okay? Who's in charge? God. What is he trying to teach us? To trust in him. Catholic Catechism, paragraph 305. And so we see the Holy Spirit, the principal, 305. Jesus asks for childlike abandonment to the providence of our Heavenly Father, who takes care of his children's smallest needs. He said, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours. So where should our thoughts be? On all the problems? Or should our thoughts be to seek God's face? What do you want to teach me here, Lord? Let me trust in you, Lord. I trust in you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for becoming incarnate and becoming one of us. You know what it's like to have to work for a living. You know what it's like to get up early and work late. You know what it's like to be in a family. We love you, Jesus. We trust in you, Jesus. But show us, Lord, what side of the boat should we throw our nets out on? How shall we harvest souls for you during this time? What side of the boat should we throw our nets out on? How shall we feed our families? what side of the boat should we throw our nets out on? Shall we show our children how to trust in the Lord? Trust in the Lord always. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Enjoy a little bit of Waikiki sunrise. I think it'd be particularly good for you to read to your families from the Catechism today. Paragraph 302, this whole section on God's divine providence. We'll be continuing in this tomorrow. Bill Rushmore, are you sick? I took my glasses off. Let's see. Bill Rushmore, I know, is at home. Oh, so, okay. So we're praying for Bill, you guys. Going to battle for Bill. And Bill, we'll be seeing you Saturday at the Man Cave video chat, the Zoom video chat. If you're not a member of the Man Cave, or women, if you'd like your husbands to be, your brothers to be, then tell them to go to deepadventure.com and join us for our Saturday meetup. Appreciate all of you. Pray for our ministry. Pray for each other. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is Lord and worthy of our praise and our trust.
Hey, man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.